The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us right here on Forever Young. So grateful each and every week you find us, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or our podcast platform. We've been around for well over two decades, and our main missions are always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about the show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there you can listen to our past shows and read our fantastic articles.
So many articles that you've written for us. I mean, 8 pages. Gosh, each page has 6 to 7 articles, 270 plus podcasts, tons of YouTube videos at Mark Stangler. You're about the education guy. I think in your past life, you were a professor, I believe, Dr. Mark.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's a very interesting field, and it's a field that helps a lot of people.
Yeah, and you're passionate about it. And seeing patients for well over 25 years at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, I believe there's not much you haven't seen out there, Dr. Mark, and you're constantly writing articles, making changes, reading research, publishing research. You've had some great stuff published in journals, but recently we had written about, especially you, a quercetin and some health breakthroughs when it comes to immunity. I just want to mention it because this has been something that we've had 100,000 views on. So many people are getting the benefit of reading this fantastic article. And it's not slowing down. But I did have some questions. I know we don't script our show or plan, but I was wondering what you thought about the long-term use of using a very high-quality quercetin, because that's one of the questions we're getting from listeners. Is this something I should take for 2 weeks and then go off of it? I mean, it's a vitamin found in the skins of veggies. So what do you have to say about that, Dr. Mark? Would you mind answering that for our listeners?
Yeah, it's true. Quercetin's a flavonoid, a pigment found in foods, common foods actually, berries and apples and onions and things like that. Very safe. You look at the research on quercetin, long-term use, its safety and toxicology profile is extremely safe. So no, myself, with patients, we use it long-term, you know, especially during this strange time, what's going on out there in the world, and people need the immune support, which I talk about in that article. So I think it's fine to take it long-term.
Yeah, it's very similar to the other things we're being told to take. We take vitamin D3 every day, right? We take vitamin C, zinc. I mean, those are all things we would want to incorporate almost daily. And some people try to get it through their food, but you'd have to eat a lot of food, Dr. Mark, to get all that and be living on an island where you're cultivating all the soil yourself.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be possible for using a highly absorbable quercetin like ours. There's no way you could get it in food. You could eat quercetin rich food all day long, you still wouldn't come close to getting that much. But you know, we want people to get natural sources and foods, but for what's going on right now, people need therapeutic amounts to protect themselves, help their immune system, and so we recommend during this time a supplementation.
Right, and you're seeing people panic somewhat where they're going in and they're buying 5 bottles, 7 bottles, 9 bottles. I mean, all these high amounts of these different supplements. I mean, we have our store there on America's Natural Doctor. Do you think people are afraid, like last year, maybe there's going to become a shortage on things? Do you think they're wise to make sure that they have these items? I know quercetin has just been flying off. I know we had one company that had 13,000 bottles in the warehouse a couple weeks ago. They don't have any anymore. So
yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if there's not a shortage in the near future as the word kind of gets out, especially with, the highly absorbable quercetin. I mean, based on what we've seen in the past year and a half, 2 years, I'm sure there very well could be a shortage from certain suppliers or companies.
Yeah, so we want to make sure, one, that we're getting our exercise in, we're taking our proper supplementation, all the great things that you've taught us over all these years, Dr. Mark, that we're incorporating things that are great, like adaptogens, okay? Like we talk so much about how we need to minimize the amount of stress that we're dealing with in our life, and sometimes it's hard, even though we mentally do that, physically, it could be having effects on us, like sleep-related issue, right, Dr. Mark, or even weight gain. So we want to be very cognizant of that.
I'm a big fan of using adaptogens, food-based products, supplements. It makes a lot of sense with all the stress people are under physically, mentally, emotionally. And so we've got very good technology, very good insight into how these adaptogens help the body to adapt. So it makes a lot of sense to me, and something I've been recommending to patients for many years, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Actually, on this episode, we're going to focus our discussion on the importance of farming, especially in the U.S., and then also learn the true power of taking adaptogens and how it can transform your body to be able to better cope with the daily stressors that we're all facing, but doing it in a way where we're not medicating or things like that. We're just incorporating some really good, high-quality superfoods. And so today we're going to have a very special treat. We have the CEO of Organifi joining us to tell us all about those categories that I mentioned above, and just to have a wonderful conversation about what's going on out there in the world and what we need to know about. Please feel free to take the time to visit our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. Share it with your friends and family. We have a free newsletter. We share that with each and every one of you, whether it's a podcast, a YouTube video, and we're also posting on social each and every day, which you can find under Mark Spangler. We'll be right back after the break with our very special guest. So stay with us. Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back, listeners. So grateful you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. As promised from our last segment, we have a very special show planned for you and a very important first-time guest, which we are so excited to have join us on the program.
Yes, Kelly, our special guest today is Mae Stigler, and she's the CEO of Organifi. And if you're into nutrition, whole food nutrition, I'm sure you're familiar with Organifi. And her background is in research and development in the agricultural industry. And she graduated with a degree in animal science and nutrition, and she passionately worked towards early education of illness in the dairy industry, striving for positive change in animal longevity and decreasing the overuse of antibiotics. And then her focus shifted to human nutrition, and she entered the health industry with a fascination in behavior change and positive psychology. So, Mae, great to have you on the show.
Dr. Mark, it is a pleasure to be on here. Thank you so much, and for the introduction as well.
I'm sitting here. I've got my Organifi red juice and green juice. I'm making my shake every morning, and then at lunchtime I have my collagen drink. So I'm not here to promote Organifi per se, but it is something I do consistently. So I like the Organifi products.
<Thank you. laughs> So good. I've got mine here as well. I just played pickleball this morning with my director of people and culture, and I've got a blend of pure, the kind of mental cognition blend and our Glow, which is the collagen boost. And it also has a great ingredient in there, Amla, for cardiovascular health. So I've got a nice blend myself.
That's awesome. And I'll tell you, when I heard the word pickleball, it sounds like I'm gonna have to drive down there and have a challenge. I love it. As somebody who used to play tennis and doesn't have the shoulder to do it anymore, boy, what a fun game to play and get out there with friends and family. Just have that competitive edge, but also just to learn something new is so fun. And that's kind of interesting, May. It's like, here you are, you're the CEO of Organifi, but that really wasn't the path that you were taking initially. I mean, we mentioned the agricultural industry and different things like that, but please share with us a little bit about how you landed here versus, you know, we see those pictures on social media, how it started, how it ended. Give us the synopsis of how that went down.
Absolutely, Kelly. And you've got an open invite for pickleball anytime. I'd love to play.
I'm in.
Perfect. My journey into and kind of finding Organifi into this seat definitely came from a different starting place. And to what you said, I started out really in animal science, and I grew up in Northern California. My parents still have 40 acres, beautiful gardens, all organic. They were actually heavily involved in the organic movement growing up. And before I was born, actually, and worked with inner city kids to educate them on our food system and just a kind of beautiful legacy on that side. Growing up, I was really focused on animal health, and I got into studying animal nutrition at Cal Poly Central Coast. I was very much indoctrinated in animal nutrition and moved out to Colorado, really working at a dairy level. And I was working to identify illness early, you know, as you said, really trying to reduce the use of antibiotics. We were doing a ton of research. We were doing reticulum temperature monitoring, essentially, in dairy cows to pre-diagnose mastitis and pneumonia and all these clinical illnesses that the dairy industry typically and you know, kind of stereotypically was using antibiotics to treat. And so we were trying to reduce that. And being at farm level and in this kind of in the crux of our food system, I really recognized I was solving the wrong problem. I was trying to bandage up something, really recognizing that, in fact, it was our food system itself that this kind of push to mass production of whether it was milk or any of the commodities that are the, you know, foundation of our American food system, let's say, and had been for so long, it was really solving the wrong problem. It was consumer demand, you know, wanting cheap, maybe not well-produced food. It was seeing how animals respond when they're eating foods that their bodies aren't designed to digest well. And really, we were trying to treat those symptoms. So really, the root of it was when you feed animals nutrition that they're designed to thrive with, they don't have illness. And it just had me zoom out, and I took a total career shift and started looking at human health. And people were more conscious of our food system and were requesting and looking for, let's say, minimally organic and food that was designed for our bodies as well, in the same way those dairy cows were. We would also be in a much better state of health. It's kind of the fundamentals that I really couldn't see so clearly until I was farm level. And I shifted careers, got into personal training, personal coaching, really supporting people and identifying how to eat well for their bodies and, of course, exercise and really thrive with health. This whole experience was very much a kind of like full circle for me to recognize the benefit I grew up with and so much garden-grown food for my parents at the time. All I wanted was Eggo waffles growing up and white rice. But I now look back with so much gratitude. My parents still live on the property, and every year my husband and I go up and do harvest with them. And I really get to reconnect with gratitude for being raised that way. But I nearly destroyed my parents by almost working in Big Ag and working for Cargill or Monsanto, which is kind of the antithesis of the movement that they were so involved in early on in the 1970s, essentially, the organic movement in Marin County. And yeah, wild personal and kind of family legacy that really brought me to shift my focus to personal health. And that was my introduction to Drew, actually, at the time when I was personal training in San Diego here. Witnessed Drew going through his own personal transformation, which was so unique in the field of personal training and online health coaching at the time. There's lots of, you know, online presenting one way of being, and then offline you'd see their lifestyle not representing what they were promoting or teaching. And Drew was just radically authentic. He was sharing on YouTube his journey into basically defining food as medicine and getting into juicing. And it was contagious. I got so excited about working with him and started off in 2011 working with him, building some coaching programs and really teaching people how to incorporate the power of a real food and juice. That's where it started, essentially.
Yeah, that's great. Well, a lot of people have heard of the term regenerative farming. Maybe tell us a bit about that, and then let's get into, you know, how that kind of connects into, you know, the beginnings of Organifi and what your guys' passion is.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Mark. This is a really important piece, more so now than ever before, now that I have a better understanding of really my roots and, again, my family origins. But regenerative farming can be simplified. There's a ton of research, and I really appreciate the technical side of this. But when it really comes down to just understanding it, it's farming in a way that is sustainable, and it's recognizing that everything from the soil to the crops and the way that we treat land, it's alive and doesn't, it's kind of the opposite of monocultures. It's instead looking at how do we ensure that the soil is healthy, it has the right amounts of micronutrients to maintain nutrient-dense food production through time. And this is naturally happens in nature in diverse species living together, whether it's, you know, it's the opposite of a huge plot of land, acres and acres of corn, let's say, that's grown for 5 years in a row without rotating the crops and without giving the soil time to rest. So in a very high level, regenerative farming is recognizing the natural order of things and the rhythm. It's, you know, borderline, in some ways, overlaps biodynamic farming. In a lot of ways, it's just simply recognizing the seasonal aspect of growing crops. And I'm really excited to see so much more in a larger scale, even as it looks like a certification program coming to life that is regenerative certified, becoming available for our products, just to be able to recognize that importance and really invest in farmers doing this. In the very, very beginning, we were talking about the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 and supporting just making organic choices. And in early 2000s, basically 2011, right, we were seeing slowly the organic just consumer demand for that pick up in somewhere like San Diego. We were seeing Costco start to carry it. Now it's such a large part of grocery stores, mostly here, which is such an amazing thing to be a part of. Organic, and why organic matters and really why we took the stand early with Organifi, is organic is minimally recognizing that we're there's practices on the farm level. We're not using pesticides. We're not using herbicides. The farmers are instead working with the soil health, with the natural land management practices that are really essential for longevity of that crop and the farm itself. So USDA organic or certified organic is such a really good place to start. And to this conversation, I'm so excited for where it's going with regenerative certified, which really helps in the same way that early USDA organic certifications allowed farmers doing the right thing to be incentivized to continue. I think this is a really important next step. In that conversation is also glyphosate residue-free, which just helps identify products created without the ingredients that have been treated with glyphosate. And that is kind of the typical Roundup Ready and pesticide kind of worst-case scenario that's just so overused. Right. So some really important quality standards that will help this.
Yeah, of course. And we're going to get into that. We're going to round to a break. But I just love that, you know, in 2011, when this was all being talked about and these products were coming out and you were trying to figure out how to juice and do all this stuff, how the level of standard, even then in your mind, you know, the envision that you wanted to be able to provide this because you're using it, your families are using it. And again, your parents must be so proud. I got to give you a pat on the back. They're probably like sweating. They're like, oh gosh, what if she goes and works for the enemy type of a thing. And they were probably so happy that you found your family roots to go back to what they probably know was supposed to be your journey. So we're going to go out to that break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about these wonderful topics with our very special guests. Please feel free to visit our website if you get lost. That is americasnaturaldoctors.com.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced healthcare screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health. And will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing. so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health, and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstangler.com. That's markstangler.com, or call today, 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
We are having a great conversation today. We just learned all about the importance of regenerative farming in the U.S. with our very special guest, Mae Stigler. She is the CEO of Organifi. I wish that Organifi can make your mouth work better. My brain is just tingling so much from all the great information that I'm learning about and just hearing the passion behind your voice, Mae. Dr. Mark, I know that you had some points that you wanted to pick up.
Yeah, Mae, I was just going to ask you about the origins of Organifi. I mean, it's a cool name to start with. And I think, you know, when you said before, kind of started with the whole juicing thing. And my experience with juicing, and it's great, obviously, it's very healthy. But I find, you know, 26 years of treating patients, it's a very, very small percent of patients that will, you know, follow through with juicing on a long-term basis. Hence come supplements and make it more practical for people and taste and all that. But I'm curious to hear, you know, from your perspective on juicing and using blends like Organifi does and kind of the history of the whole thing.
Thanks, Dr. Mark. Yeah, that was really the origins of Organifi. Predating the start, we were building this huge juicing community. And to your point exactly, the number one obstacle was the challenge of juicing. It was really tough. It took time. You had to grocery shop a lot, and your fridge was stuffed with vegetables. And the cleanup was pretty tedious. And so, to your point, juicing is incredibly powerful. And the one obstacle was being able to consistently do that. And, you know, this was early 2011, and we saw 2012, we saw a lot of stores picking up juices and whatnot. So that was becoming a little bit easier, but ultimately still very expensive. And so in starting Organifi, we were really looking to solve the obstacle of convenience and really quality. And in the early days, we were very clear on communicating if you're concentrating nutrients, in a lot of ways fasting. So juicing would often come with a slight caloric deficit, and being specific on what ingredients you juice so that it wasn't high sugar. There are lots of juices out there that were incredibly high sugar and, you know, essentially just fruit juice. And so it was really important to curate great recipes and also be able to do that in a way that tasted good. And so when we were looking at juice recipes, we were really aiming to encourage people to buy organic vegetables. It was a time when they were optimizing cellular nutrition. And while in a kind of a caloric deficit, they were in a nutrient surplus in many cases. And more specifically, we would work with our community and customers essentially that had been, you know, normally eating, let's say 3,000 calories, but they were really mineral and vitamin deprived. And so we would be focused on juicing to really support them being able to increase their vitamin and mineral intake, their antioxidants, all these incredible phytonutrients that are in these vegetables. And so when we looked at the biggest obstacle, knowing that this is a huge, huge way to radically change people's health when they increase their nutrient intake, essentially through juicing and not having to eat 10,000 calories then, let's say, to get all these vitamins and minerals in a typical diet, we really looked at making it easier and making it still holding to our quality standards. And that's where we started playing around with how can we make something taste good that's convenient and potentially is more like a dried juice powder. And so we played with, I can't tell you how many versions of our first product with Organifi, which is our green juice. And we essentially said, what's the ideal kind of ingredient list that we could put in there that would be really hard to enjoy daily? And it included the adaptogen, which I'm still so grateful for that we had it in there, which was ashwagandha, chlorella, spirulina, moringa, lots of ingredients that were really tough to enjoy daily just simply because of the taste. And so much of the foundation of what we were doing early is recognizing in change psychology and really seeing how change happens. These kind of habits need to be enjoyable. Otherwise, they're really hard to accomplish. And we were overcoming that in this, you know, huge juicing community that inevitably a large portion of our customers would say, hey, like, I love this. I got great results, but I just can't stick with it. Like, this is crazy. So it had to taste good. It had to be effective, and it had to be convenient. And those were kind of the three areas that we were focused on.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, it seems like with a product like yours, I mean, when I look at products like this and when I first saw the Organifi products, so for me, I can look at the label, I can look at the ingredients, I can look at, you know, what has good research behind it. Then I look at the amounts, because as we both know, there's a lot of products out there who, you know, put in trace amounts of things. So while it looks good for the amount, you know, the number of things, they're just not a therapeutic value. And then, of course, with whole food blends like yours, the big challenge, of course, usually comes down to taste. Assume you got the organic ingredients. You guys took it a step further with the glyphosate residue free, which I don't think I've seen that before. So maybe you guys are leading the pack on that. So that's cool. But then the taste. So again, the advantage of powders, I see on TV, there's a number of products out there which have whole food blends in them in capsules. People that have been involved in the supplement industry like myself, I mean, we know the amount you can get into a capsule is not a whole lot when you're trying to get like to replace kind of like a juice, for example, like a regular juice. So that's the advantage of a powder, but then you have the taste. So if you don't get the taste down, you've got major problems. People aren't going to take it very long, but you guys must have quite the good food scientist because the taste is really exceptional.
We do. And actually, we recruited the manager of Cafe Gratitude. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that restaurant group. There's one here in San Diego and one in the Bay Area and one somewhere else, I believe, as well. It's an incredible restaurant. If you guys aren't familiar, check it out, Cafe Gratitude. But Niels Trevoort was a really key recruit from that restaurant because he has the mind of a chef. And then we have a really strong formulation team. And so this is why products take us a while, is because we are just our level set is on taste and not sacrificing quality. So it's a very fine line to walk and to ensure that we land in the right place before we launch a product. And thank you for calling out the amazing taste. We do use a little bit of monk fruit in there, but really the quality comes from intense focus on really blend and, of course, the quality of the product. So when we have really high-quality products, we do a bit of freeze-dried pre-blends, which really help us maintain the flavor intensity of those ingredients, let's say beets or cordyceps and our red juice. All those things really come through in a positive way rather than maybe dull, where many other companies would have to pump it full of sugar to make it taste even remotely okay. So, yeah, there's a bit there. We definitely intentionally made this a key part of what we were doing. We were so used to, like, literally fresh juices, which were full of, you know, you could just taste the energy in that drink, and you could almost, like, buzz from the nutrient level of the juice. So we were coming in with pretty high standards in something to match it. And our green juice, for instance, we use mint in there, a spearmint that really supports, like, a fresh minty flavor, and really support the whole blend coming together. So it is key. Thanks for calling that out.
Well, it's great. And you have the coconut water, the lemon, you know, talking about the green juice. Yeah. And I don't really drink caffeine. I take my green juice every morning. It's the only caffeine I need, natural energy. You know, you give the body good stuff. And,
so good.
You know, just to pick up on the ashwagandha, it's not like you're just throwing any ashwagandha in there. You're using the most highly researched ashwagandha that you can find on the market, which that's admirable because as you've grown as a company, you stuck to your values. And we see that so often. You know, a company will start out with really good intentions, then supply and demand issues happen. You know, serving the public, keeping up with the amount that you need to fulfill the gaps that people are experiencing in this life. So I can't pat you on the back enough to continue to come out with other formulations, high quality, and keeping with those standards. I mean, it's something that you guys just haven't wavered from. And I think at the end of the day, when it comes down to brass tacks, you've kept people over profits, and that's a big deal.
Thanks, Kelly. The key kind of benefit for each product is backed by a kind of a dose standardized, research-backed ingredient specifically, and then the rest of the blend really comes together in a synergistic and holistic way to support that product benefit, essentially. So KSM ashwagandha, incredible research on it, and really just a highlighted key ingredient in that green juice. Also cordyceps in the red, not only turkey tail, but also the lemon balm in our gold. So all those, really importantly, we said, hey, you know, we want the research-backed ingredients in there. And that does qualify just the quality of the product. It also is, I think, really important to mention in our industry and so critically, and just, I think, for the listeners too, whenever you're looking at supplements, one of the benefits of these quality standards, whether it be USDA organic, glyphosate residue free, you name it, they're basically clean labels. It's key to use those kind of to source your supplements, because those are ways that the companies like Organifi, or companies out there, so many today, thankfully, are then held to quality standards, saying what we say is in our product is tested by a third party just because of that quality standard statement. So when I'm talking to my, you know, mother-in-law or a cousin or a, you know, community member, my neighbor or something, I always remind them of that. Like, hey, buy products that have quality standards, because that has you at least know that the C of A's, right, certificates of analysis have been done on that product. And it's not just, you know, kind of the scare with supplements and stuff, is that it's, you know, cardboard in a capsule or some scary thing that was, you know, early 90s or, you know, early 2000s, right? Definitely encourage consumers to use those quality standards as a way to confirm what they're buying is actually in there.
Absolutely. We're going to go out to the break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the importance of adaptogens and why people are going more towards that, how they're looking for ways to better balance stress and giving the body and brain nutrients. And in the meantime, go ahead and check this out. It's a website, getgreenjuice.com. You can learn a little bit more about the formulations that we're talking about. But in the next segment, just because May is here, we have a very special discount for you to try these products or re-up on them. So stick with us or learn more at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, being taken to school today on the importance of what goes into Organifi, the hard years and the decades that went into it, the way they acclimated to be able to provide and keep with the high-quality standards of taking these high-quality superfoods. Dr. Mark, before we went to the break, we were talking about maybe bringing up adaptogens with May and talking about all that great stuff. I know that you've written tons of articles on that. It's a main focus at your practice, the Sengler Center for Integrative Medicine. Let's pick up on that conversation, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we use adaptogens with patients all the time. For obvious reasons, everyone's under stress, you know, mental, emotional stress, physical stress. And so these designed adaptogens are incredible in terms of, if you look at the research, and recognized by scientists around the world. So we use those to help people out, fatigue, brain function, you know, balancing the immune system out, helping with inflammation. So May, obviously, you guys made it a focus to have well-studied adaptogens in the Organifi products. Tell us more about that.
Thanks, Dr. Mark. And just really excited where the adaptogen education or consumer education and focus is going. I feel like we got into it early enough that we didn't really know we were into it. Now looking back, grateful to have the adaptogens in our early products that we did. And some of the benefit there that I think is so worth highlighting, and just for the community in general looking to personally improve their health and kind of have this health sovereignty, is really looking at as you give your body what it needs to naturally do, just miracles can happen and magic can happen. It's different than, let's say, a stimulatory treatment. And even if you looked at like caffeine or something, rather than, and in contrast to maybe cordyceps or something that actually naturally helps your body with energy production. So one has a stimulatory response where it changes your body, rather than the opposite, like an adaptogen, where it would naturally work to balance your body's ability to do what it naturally does. At the core of why adaptogens are important to Organifi, it's this message of, rather than looking to work against our bodies, there is so much personal health that can be unlocked when, one, we're curious enough to look into it. And thank you to like Dr. Mark here, who, you know, you're doing all this work with patients and really inviting them to learn more about how their body naturally needs to be supported to do its best and do what it, you know, incredibly can do. The body is fascinating. And so really, as you look at balancing daily stress and this day and age, you know, it's not new news that we're under just unexpected stress more than ever before. And adaptogens support your body balancing. And on a lot of levels, it's hormonal. On a lot of levels, it's neurochemical. This is like my favorite subject in college, which was endocrinology and looking at really these hormonal feedback loops that simply just need to be kept in balance and supported. And adaptogens help our body do that in the most fundamental way. Let's take, again, ashwagandha. It's a key one we're focusing on. And this helps balance our cortisol levels. And that's not to say high cortisol is ever bad. Low cortisol is ever bad. It's only that it's maybe not naturally in the rhythm that it should be. We should have high cortisol in the morning, right? And you should have low cortisol in the afternoon to help you sleep or get, you know, get into that evening routine of yours and be able to fall asleep. It's natural cascade. So I think what's so important and I love about the focus with adaptogens is it doesn't make bad anything about our bodies. It instead supports people, right? Humans balancing their bodies to work the way that they can.
Yes, May, these adaptogens are very interesting. In herbal medicine, there's a term used called amphoteric, which means like a balancing effect. You know, if something's too low, it brings it up. It's too high, it brings it down. And we see this with the adaptogens. And like you said, they work, you know, very much in depth on balancing out the hormonal systems of the body. And there's many, many different hormones. But essentially, you get messages from your brain, part called the hypothalamus, to the pituitary gland in the brain. And then from there, messages are released to the thyroid, to the adrenal glands, to the ovaries, to the testicles. But you have these chemical messengers going around in certain rhythms, circadian rhythms, hormonal systems. And so the adaptogens, they don't give you hormones, and this is why they're so safe. They balance the messaging system that is already inherent, you know, in our body, and it has that balancing system. So I can see why you guys really want to have these adaptogens as part of your blends.
Yeah, and it's that adaptive stress response that our bodies, again, are equipped to handle. And I appreciate you pointing out that these are not hormones. They're totally safe. It's balancing your body rather than stimulating your body. You can definitely drink way too much caffeine. You know, you can definitely drink or consume too much of a stimulant very easily, where really ideally these adaptogens are supporting naturally your body, which is beautiful. And it's that I think there's a lot of interesting research around this adaptive stress response as we age. And, you know, it's interesting to look at as we were younger, you know, we never got sore, let's say, after playing all day, right? Your body didn't get sore. If you stayed up all night, you weren't totally exhausted the next day. As we age, our bodies, they just need a little bit more support in adapting to the daily stresses that we experience. And I'm really excited to see where just adaptogen science begins to support more and more people taking this route over maybe pharmaceuticals or something else.
And Dr. Mark, you and I, we take the products. This is nothing new. I look at the green juice as a great way to just body reset and support the daily stress. As I'm supporting the daily stress, I find myself sleeping better at night, as you two were talking about and alluding to. But I have to talk about the gold pumpkin spice. It came out. I was teasing you guys over the break. That's not normally my jam. But I tried it because I know consumers are going to try it. And it is delicious. And just a great way. So many people see this time of season where they get the pumpkin spice latte and they're, you know, drinking that a couple of times throughout the day. Again, you want to be a little bit mindful of that because of the spiking of insulin. You know, the caffeine consumption so late in the evening. But what I love about that formula and a lot of the Organifi formulas is everything is driven to help the body balance the inflammatory factor. We know that there's a place for inflammation within our system. It can be very protective. But at the end of the day, when, you know, Dr. Mark, as you've told me about and the wonderful things you do at the clinic, if those patients let that inflammatory issue run rampant, it can really set you up for immune degradation, different unwanted issues, stress-related issues. So it's so interesting that the products that you make are really driven to help people balance those issues that are really just shaking the foundations of people out there when they can't grab their words, they can't get rest, they can't manage stress. So is that kind of the path you're going to take, May? What is your favorite Organifi product, if I could ask you? Because mine is the green juice still, and I know Dr. Mark is probably rooting for the red. So it's always neat to pick the mind and ask that question.
My favorite is actually Harmony, which is our women-specific hormone-balancing product. If you haven't checked it out, take a peek. It's like a Mexican hot chocolate. It's incredible and reminds me a lot of chocolate gold. So I do want to touch on gold. And to your point, Kelly, the ability to basically improve your health from any of these points, whether it's de-stressing in the morning and, like you're saying, taking green juice, or at that really critical evening time as we're talking about gold. And yes, the seasonal pumpkin spice is always a huge hit in really offering a great anti-inflammatory solution during this time of year when, yes, it's typically a pumpkin spice latte that's, you know, getting consumed. This is a great way to get that wonderful pumpkin spice enjoyment and seasonal feeling, you know, that great nurturing feeling or nostalgic feeling, yeah. I'll say, right yeah. before bed. So the benefit, though, of just the kind of gold line, our turmeric and reishi gold line is really focused on that anti-inflammatory benefit and essentially supporting rest and relaxation. So much critical, and, you know, Dr. Mark can speak to this in such probably more specificity, but so much critical recovery and like cellular repair has to happen overnight. And if we in any way our sleep is impacted negatively, or if we don't get that high quality sleep, we really, really end up in a detrimental state because of that. So there's so much research today around the importance of sleep and that experience of humans and really recognizing how we can optimize it. There's incredible speakers right now talking about it in books, right? And so it's really great to get a look at in what way can we infuse daily habits that support that important mechanism that the body gets to go through while resting. So gold is a total favorite. I absolutely love the seasonal lines that we get to produce, and it helps just offer a healthy alternative to something that we all get to continue to enjoy.
Absolutely. And I think no matter what product we're talking about at Organifi, I mean, what I love the most, and I know Dr. Mark, is it's science-backed to really craft an effective amount with the ingredients, like Dr. Mark was talking about earlier, and it's free from the fillers. It contains, you know, 3 grams or less of sugar per serving. And especially in most of them, you have the monk fruit incorporated in. And for joining us on the program today and offering our listeners a wonderful way to go ahead and try these products. Listeners, you can go to the website. It's getgreenjuice.com, getgreenjuice.com. And when you use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, you can get 20% off the entire site. And again, just a wonderful way to incorporate not only us as adults, but for the little ones in our family to be able to work these into the day-to-day to make sure they're also getting these great nourishing formulas to be able to help their little immune response and things that they're up against in this world. May, thank you so much for joining Dr. Stangler and I today.
Thank you both so much, Kelly, Dr. Mark. It was a total treat to be on here. Really appreciate the messages you guys are sharing on such a consistent basis, and it was a pleasure to be on here. Thank you.
Pleasure was all ours, May. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work there at Organifi. Listeners, again, you can go to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. to learn more about our friends over there at Organifi, or go directly to getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, 20% off for you to try these products. Hope you have a happy and healthy week, and we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.